It was another fantastic year for the Hastings Raiders girls tennis team, and this week it culminated at the sectional tournament where third-place finisher Henri Sakakibara was the Raiders' top finisher. Head coach Marissa Welch of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to look back at the sectional playoffs, including Sakakibara's wonderful run through the Section 1AA individual tournament.
Yeah, so as we enter section season, it's super fun because then we are just down to our 12 girls for team, and the girls just play their hearts out. We got a 7-0 sweep after a first round, and then second round we lost to Century, the number 3 seed, who has a very strong team. But it primes those girls that are going to go on to individuals, which are only 6 girls. So primes them and readies them for some of the competition that they'll see. And so then day one of individuals, we have 2 doubles teams, a 1 and a 2 team, and then 2 singles girls. Our top players were Erica Henricks and Skylar Chonslin, played the number 1 position for the doubles entry, and Amy Roach and Maya Green played the second one. And then Henri Sakakibara put in the number 1 position and actually got the 2 seed out of it as well. That's how strong of a season she had. And then our second singles position was Claire Keller, our 8th grader. So just a really successful and rewarding entrance for me, putting those girls in. And of course, the number 2 positions almost always have to fight hard for their win in their first round. And both of our girls did. Claire actually beat the number 8 seed. She was the number 9 seed, and she beat the number 8 seed from John Marshall. And then got to play the number 1 seed and got to experience what Henri experienced in our team match against Century. But a great showing for her, and to let her, you know, get her foot in the door and know what's ahead for competition. Amy and Maya fought hard against John Marshall as well, and they were the 14th seed playing a much higher up seed, John Marshall, and really fought hard and almost came away with a victory there, but they ended up losing. So then Henri, her success was 3 rounds on the first day. She has to win 3 rounds that very first day, and that's a lot of tennis and a lot of matches. So she was awesome. She just trusted herself, probably a little nervous the very first round, but overcame those nerves, knew what she needed to do for the next 2 rounds, and then played the number 3 seed in that third and final round on day 1 and just won really nicely, just comfortable and confident and ready for day 2. She just really was coming around, and it's a big feat for these girls to have to win 3 matches in 1 day just to get to day 2.
Sakakibara's third place finish in the Section 1AA tournament may be one of the best finishes the Raiders have had since Taylor Reiner's wore blue and gold.
I honestly think it might be since Taylor Reiner's, but I'm not entirely sure. Day 2 was my first day in the 4 years that I've been the head coach, and I'm not even sure in my first few years if Craig had anyone go as well, so when I was the JV coach. But yeah, so Henri and I both a little cautious on Tuesday, on yesterday, and just how the format was, how everything went, and the competition is great, you know? Like, there's 4 singles girls and 4 doubles teams, and half of them are Mayo girls. So it's then us and Lakeville South and Century representing the rest. And so, yeah, Henri, you know, went out as well as she could in that first round. And again, a little bit tight, but not that they affected her strokes too much. Ended up losing to Mayo's number 1 in a close match. I mean, it was 1-1, but she really played a lot longer than that. And just really hasn't seen a whole lot of that competition this season. You know, Matamidai, Century at the end, those are big ones that she can compete with. And we keep coming off the court and we're like, what do you think? And she's like, I feel like I could have won that. And I said, me too. And then she goes and does her job. She beats the next girl from Mayo, their number 2, and clinches third place. And then we cheer for the girl that she had to play the first round. We cheer for her to win so then Henri can get a true second. But the Mayo girl didn't quite pull it out. So third place, we'll take it. We are super proud of that. And we know what we're working towards next year.